Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Adam, consider this weird coincidence, if you will. First, Randy Duke Cunningham, convicted of bribery, sentenced to federal prison. Next, David Iglesias, fired from his job as United States attorney. Lastly, Scooter Libby, convicted of perjury. Now, all three of these men have a connection to one powerful figure who may have cursed them. Who is this possible master of the dark arts?
Oh, it's Wayne Newton.
Your suspicion always falls on him.
Yeah,
it's true for the obvious reason.
This time I'm right.
No.
A career full of accusing that man of all kinds of demonic wrongdoing.
No, I'll give you a hint. This strange figure is an operating Thetan level 7 in the Church of Scientology.
Tom Cruise?
Yes, Tom Cruise.
Because Travolta's only level 6,
exactly.
Right?
And boy, is he mad about that. Yeah. Tom Cruise, consider. The role that Cruise played in Top Gun was based on the exploits of Duke Cunningham, a former Navy pilot. Cruise's role in A Few Good Men, that was based on former U.S. Attorney David Iglesias, who was once a member of the Navy's JAG Corps. As for Libby, one of the key witnesses against him in his trial remembered talking about Valerie Plame with Libby because they also discussed Libby's upcoming meeting with, that's right, Tom Cruise. True fact.
Scary.
Wow.
Parents are now warning their children, behave or Tom Cruise will play you in the movie about your life. And the 10-year-olds are going, come on, Mom, don't be ridiculous. He's not tall enough. Coming up, Angelina Jolie wants to know if you have Prince Albert in a can. It's a celebrity prank bluff the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play, and we bring out the stars when Robert Wagner and Jill St. John join us to play Not My Job. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Princess Cruises, offering 90 itineraries to over 270 destinations throughout the world. Princess Cruises, escape completely. Lumber Liquidators, hardwood, bamboo, and cork flooring, catalog at lumberliquidators.com. And Anne and John Herrmann, celebrating the Breakthrough Collaborative, involving middle school students in learning and older students in teaching. At breakthroughcollaborative.org. We will be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR, National Public Radio.